Hello.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. Oh. Sorry, I didn't know that you were starting because you're in the way of the monitor.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, what are we doing?
Okay. Week review. What's
up? Week review. What happened last week? People got the flu.
Joe got it.
It was my birthday week.
It was. How was your birthday?
It was okay. And then, I don't know, had to work on the quest day.
Dinner in Syracuse or something?
We had Indian food, but Joe felt good enough to go to that, so that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was a fine week, honestly. No stress, really. I just had to write
a part of an eight-page paper.
I was going to write the 8 pages, but yeah. She said that it could be 5 pages max. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it can be in like an outline. But I think I did a pretty good job. Outlines.
I don't understand the concept of an outline.
Nah, I don't know. I had to look it up. And then for the first time ever, I know how to use the library. So that was pretty fun. How so?
And what, man, like, what did you need it for? The book?
I needed books for that because she wants us to use for research. She wanted us to use the books. 3 books of total or more.
That whole thing was 3 books in 1.
Yeah.
It was a big book.
Yeah, I had to return it. It wasn't the right book. It said Renaissance on it, but it was not the right Renaissance. I needed Elizabethan era, but it doesn't matter. Mm. But I know how to use the library now, so it feels really good. I don't need help. I don't know. I just felt studious.
You got another phone case.
I did. It's a Pokemon one. It's a Piplup.
It's
Piplup.
I love Piplup.
Right? Cute. Anyway, week review for you.
Week review. Just a lot of getting work done. Yeah. A lot of trying to catch up. I mean, if you looked at what I had to do, I wasn't behind at all. It was just mentally in my mind because I like to be ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. But I was going into the studio and throwing some cylinders and stuff and what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. I missed and skipped a couple of my drawing, like, classes for my drawing class.
Really?
A couple days, I'd say. So the first day was like 2 weeks ago when I was sick. Mm-hmm. And he actually canceled class. So I didn't actually miss that class. I just didn't have that day. And then it was a Thursday. I missed that one because I was like, my health needs to get better. Tuesday, I was like, I don't want to go. Right. And then Thursday, I just see, the problem is we have this final drawing. It's just bottles and boxes as a still life. Mm-hmm. And we have to drag it out for like it was either 6 weeks or 6 classes. So it was like you have to have the line drawing and then values and then just like, you know, working on it. Right. But I work way too fast with that.
Yeah.
So in one class, I did what many people were still, like, just starting on, like, the line drawing.
Yeah.
I did finish it over the weekend, granted. But, yeah, it was just a bunch of waiting for my mugs to dry and stuff and carving them. They don't have – you have to put globs of clay to secure the mug onto the wheel.
Yeah.
So then you can trim it when it's leather hard.
Yep.
I'm used to what we had in high school, which was these plastic turntables that stick onto the wheel and then you spin it and these little blue things with rubber ends on them go in and center the clay.
Really?
So you don't have to like play around and like, okay, it's still wobbling, but we're not rich here. Also, they don't have like those things that you can, they're like little metal spatulas that you can put underneath the clay to lift it up when you're done spinning it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just... Apparently our high school is just more advanced than us here.
What if – is it harder to do the clay underneath the thing?
Underneath what?
Underneath the pottery that you made.
Is it harder to do the clay underneath the pottery I made?
Yes.
What do you mean?
The thing that you said that you need to stick on the wheel.
The plastic thing?
No, the thing that you use here.
Oh, those are just globs of clay.
Yeah.
Is it harder
to do that?
For me, it's harder. It's really
more advanced over here.
I guess so.
We're advanced over here. They're dumb over there.
I know. But
fuck high school, honestly.
But the plastic thing that attaches is already like, it automatically centers it.
Right.
With the clay globs, I'm just taking pieces of clay and it's like.
You have to do it.
It's,
you actually have to do shit.
It's stupid. And
I took a drawing class yesterday. I took a bird drawing class
yesterday.
For just bird drawing, naturally. Yeah, it was fun as shit.
Class?
I got praised to high heaven for my art skills. This person was like...
You've been taking this course?
No, it was just random. It was random. Just one day. It was yesterday, 1 to 3.
Oh, just...
It was like, it was at Rice Creek. It was like one of those events. Like, okay, learn how to draw birds. So I did that. And it felt really good. And she sat and she looked at me and she was like, you're going to keep drawing birds, right? And I'm like, yeah. It's good to know that I'm good at something.
If you've got like time later down the line of the years, just take a general drawing class.
I might. But the one thing I'm not good at is painting.
Mm-hmm. It's challenging.
I know. I'm so scared of painting. And shading. I'm terrible at shading. I have... A couple years ago, I have a brother. For his birthday, I drew him as his senior portrait from high school. I drew it, and there was lighting involved in the picture, and there was shading on one side of his face. I tried shading, but it just ended up looking like Two-Face. So there's like one side is like completely like black, and the other is just white. And it's hanging up in my music room, not even in his own house.
Wow.
So
shading is really hard with pencil. It's like, I don't know, when you're looking and paying attention to the shadows, it's like, whatever. Recreate that?
How do you hatch?
Hatching?
Yeah.
You hatch.
I'd like, what the fuck? I tried hatching yesterday. And then it's just lines. I don't know.
It's chicken scratch.
Whatever. Anyway.
Point being, I don't know.
I don't know.
I got shit done.
We lived a week. Yep. That's the point.
Another week down in the books. The topic for today.
Growing pains.
Okay.
My favorite fucking thing.
Now, could you reiterate? Because when I texted you the theme for the topic.
Right.
And you said
something that I know very well, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, I remember when I was that one time, I don't even know what they're called here. They're not therapists. I'm not going to call them that. Like counselors over at Mary Walker. And like,
yeah,
it was my first time and I was telling her about all these things. And then she was like, oh, it's just growing pains.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay. So.
All right.
But I do have some things to say about growing pains. I can tell you that. I've got a few words, if you will, for them.
Well, I mean, last episode, we talked about, I'm playing with this cord.
What did we talk about? That was the game, wasn't it?
It was the game, but I did like talk about the people that like weren't able to help me with my project and stuff.
Oh, right.
I actually went and I was like, hey, are you guys free like right now? And can we just like go by the lake and talk?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, of course. And I think that was like, I don't want to say the first time, but it's the first time that it ended in a good way that I can remember of me like bringing up issues to people and actually having feedback and not just like talking to a brick wall.
Right.
And it went well. It went really well. They understood. They apologized. They're like, yeah, we know. We don't mean it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this shit happens and we're trying to get better. And
yeah, good.
It's weird because I was just thinking, I went into the restroom to like fix my hair before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it and I'm like, oh, I just lost it, of course.
Happens.
I had like an amazing point.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah. Things get worse before they get better. Yeah, that was just like a reminder to me because I had a good time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the other people who didn't get back to me that one day that were like, oh, we were too hungover to go or anything, whatever.
Right.
They just contacted me and they're like, hey, what are you doing this Tuesday? And we just, you know, we're going to get lunch together and hang out again. And it's just like, it's really just like whenever all the shit hits the fan for me, I feel like it's the end of the world. Right. And then things get immediately better.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's how
it makes me feel like I've overreacted. I'm like, man, now I have all this good coming in and I should be, you know, grateful.
Yeah. Sometimes overreacting does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because when things don't go your way or things don't like, you know what I mean? You're going to overreact. And it's also like the thing where it's like, okay, these people don't actually, it's not a vendetta against me. They're not doing this
exactly
because they don't like me. It's just that they're got their own problems and that they, nobody's perfect. They have shit to fix themselves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like, it's nothing against you. I mean, yeah, you can, you're allowed to be pissed off about it because I know for me specifically, if people are like, we both have the same problem where you don't live up to, it's not, it sounds so like, the word
parental,
no, not par- like, it's like
so serious.
Yeah, or no, like I'm sitting on my fucking ivory tower. It's like, oh, you're not
entitled.
Yes, thank you. You're not living up to my expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Per se. And when it just, it stresses you out and I'm like, it makes you angry, like, why didn't you think of this, why didn't you do this, you fucking yeah. stupid ass.
It's like if everyone else doesn't live by your rules, then yeah, you're just, and that's kind crazy. Of like, ah.
And we both have the same problem, and it's just, it's so, it's hard to think about in the time, though. You know what I mean?
I feel like we're very organized people.
Yeah.
So when we meet other people who are not as focused on, you know, having their week yeah. planned out, or,
yeah.
I don't know, just following through with plans or something like yeah. that, it just, it disrupts our rhythm, our routine of
what yeah, our we're feng shui used to. Absolutely,
our feng shui.
Oh, it just stresses me out, but I know yeah. that's something I need to work on. Nobody thinks the way that you do.
Yeah, it's, but I'll, it's also, I mean, yeah, people are just different.
Yeah, absolutely. And they got their own shit.
I don't know, it frustrated me when I was thinking about it, and when I was stressing about everything that was happening, I was like, why can't I just meet people more like me and you, and yeah. you know, I was wording it in a way like, why can't I meet people who are more sane, that are just on the same level as me? And I do have some people that are like that,
yeah,
and they are dealing with their own issues right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's just, it's like they're like those little diamonds in the rough. You find them by accident. I've found that the people that I'm closest with, I found by accident,
right?
Or just like, it naturally happens. We naturally went to the same school and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it just kind of happened. I went to, I've had a couple classes with this one person and now we're friends. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, then it makes me feel like this sort of like, every now and then I get that sort of feeling of like, I need to chase after people. I need to chase after what I want. And then you're stuck on the chase because they don't know your intentions.
Yeah.
I had this happen with one person, and, it's exhausting because you're like, I want to make this work, so I'm going to put in all this effort. And
yeah.
they notice it. They're like, oh, yeah, I know what you're doing. I'm just like, you know, I'm not in the mood, or
yeah,
I just, you know, I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, that's why I always stick, like, I'm always more comfortable with just, like, letting it happen. I never force, like, a friendship, and I never force anything like that. It just happens, and then
I get caught up in the possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I think
I just need to, like, calm down.
Yeah.
Because I found, like, there was this one person I put on a pedestal once yeah. I saw them, and just created all these fake scenarios. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cool. They probably do this, probably do that. They listen to this type of music. And, I don't know what it was. I just never reached out and said, like, hey, do you want to, like, go get coffee or something? But now we were talking, and I brought it up, and he's like, oh, my God, I would definitely want to do that.
He?
Them.
Oh,
sorry.
No, that's fine.
He, she, wombo. Sorry, I got freaking that guy on the brain that walked past me.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. It's not him. God, if it was him, ugh.
I would be so gentle.
I would totally bring you in the loop.
Would you?
Totally.
Say, dude, yeah, like, I got this friend.
You gotta meet this person.
I got this friend.
You gotta meet this person.
And the fun thing is, I've spoken to him.
Really?
In person, face to face, yeah.
Context, there's this person that we saw on Tinder, and whenever we see them around, we're just like, dude, it's him.
And it's not anything, because I'm taken. I have a boyfriend. I'm not in love with him. It's just a joke. I'm not cheating. I'm not thinking about it. It's just funny.
It's just,
and he seems like just like a cool guy. He's a funny guy. I know. I've spoke to him.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy. He like same similar interests with me. It doesn't matter. I'm in love with my boyfriend.
Yes.
God. See, I say these things and I get in trouble.
Oh. It's Joe going to listen back and, no, and play back.
It's like one of those things where it's like, hey, mom and dad, you're not coming to my concert. You're not going to listen. You're not going to watch me play sports. And it's the same thing where it's like, you're not listening to this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's, I would, oh, God.
Would you keel over?
Because I have such bad anxiety with, like, people, like, that I know watching
me. Oh, yeah.
And listening to me.
I.
Like, at my tennis matches, they would want to go. I'm like, you're not going.
True. It does feel weird.
It's too much pressure. It's too much, like, you have something to prove. I, that's something I got to work on, is always having to prove something. I don't. Mm-hmm. I never have to prove anything. That's just something I have to work on. But it's just still, like, it's like.
Totally.
I don't know.
My dad plays like videos that he's taken of me like at open mic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, clawing at my skin.
It's embarrassing.
But especially, it's like, oh my God, do I even say this? Nobody listens to this.
Nobody does.
My fucking YouTube channel.
Classic YouTube channel. Remember? Remember the video
I privated was every single one of those videos. I am so embarrassed.
Good.
I don't want anyone to find that.
I would.
They're just
the
like
thing.
Little archives for me and me only.
Yeah, that one that
we had like a Q&A mac and cheese thing situation. Oh my God, I can picture
you
it.
Did you and me both a favor. If I ever came across that video, or if somebody ever came
like,
across
hey,
that video,
is this you? yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. Really,
yeah.
A lot of Fortnite.
That
but it was funny.
Time of life.
It was funny.
I guess so.
It was funny. I love Fortnite.
What
to this day
is up?
It's 2-2-2.
What is denim made out of?
It's 2-2-2.
It is 2-2-2.
Denim is made out of cotton.
And gas prices are through the roof.
Dang, is right in.
I couldn't tell what you were saying at the second.
No, I don't mean that.
Anyways.
It's a joke between people.
Back to the topics.
Let's grow and pain.
Growing is painful. People come and go. People will phase in and phase out of your life. It's not anything new. It's not anything crazy.
Growing pain.
It's life and it's growing pains. The topic of today has been inspired by the words of my father, because I forgot that this was even a saying, growing pains.
I told you about that therapy thing, right?
You did. I just forgot about that.
Okay.
I forgot about, like I just said, I forgot that this was a term because I was so caught up in everything.
Yeah, right. But those are, yeah, absolutely. But what I told her was not growing pains, but apparently.
yeah, I was just very frustrated because I, especially the number one factor, college in bold.
The worst.
The big word.
Yeah.
It is basically a bunch of people from, I would say, all across the country.
Yeah, legitimately, even like
just coming into one area,
yeah,
living with each other, living at a school, and just figuring it all out.
You know what it feels like?
So,
it feels like a worse, for the social aspect, it feels like a worse version of high school. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I don't really think it's...
I feel
like you're thinking about, like, the drama aspect. It's the social aspect.
It's the social aspect.
It's not the living situation. The living situation is completely different.
No, I'm definitely talking about the social aspect.
Totally. Dating. He said, she said.
Everyone that I know knows each other. Like, everyone that I know... This is like a common pattern since
weird.
I've been here. Everyone that I know knows each other. So, does that make sense? Like, you know what I mean? Let me give you an example. I have a friend who's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had this thing, relationship with this other person who was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up. I saw this girl never before. This has never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But just this one time I saw this girl with my roommate eating together.
Oh my God.
Right?
I forgot and about your roommate.
And then, but yeah. I wish. But then, Joe and I have like this. There's this one person in our hall that we don't like very much. She's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this guy I was talking to, this guy, my friend,
mm-hmm.
starts liking her, the annoying one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all these like coincidences. Like, how do you?
It's all connected. How do you spider web?
Like, it's like, is this like a joke? Like, it blows my fucking mind. I was having like a massive. Like, I was talking with Joe. I'm like, how are you not like freaking out right now? This is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane to me. Like,
this is like an episode of what Friends. What's going on?
What is this?
I know. It freaks me out, too.
How do you know?
I start to talk about somebody, like, that I just met to one of my existing friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know that. Like, I talk to him all the time and hang out. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What the heck? And I've just now. It's so crazy. It's crazy the connections of people. It really opens your mind. Like, if you think about it, like, how many people, like, take this town. How many people know each other and how it's, like, connected and looped. But there's still, like, missing links that people don't know who each other are.
Yeah, it's but so weird.
But there's, like... like maybe my dad will know these people. I kind of lost my point.
It's okay.
Maybe there's people out there who know me who I don't know them, and it's
same with me.
It's weird. Like weird. It's mostly adults and whatever, but
yeah. Well, yeah, especially with my like mom and like that. Like it's like my birthday, or like get random texts from people. I'm like, I don't know who you are.
But yeah. It is just a cesspool of still it hormones. Just blows my mind. It's still hormones, you know? What are hormones? Hormones? Growing pains.
Oh, the people in my hall are the worst.
Mm-hmm. It's stinky.
Like,
dorms, no. All the dorm, or the dorm rooms are just stinky.
Oh, my God.
It's like the.
My friend's dorm room smells like absolute, like. Toe cheese. It's like disgusting. It's like smells like absolute fucking foot fungus. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Absolute foot. Just foot.
Number 15.
Burger King foot lettuce.
Burger.
The last thing you want your Burger King burger is somebody else's foot fungus. That shit was the funniest thing back in the day.
It was. So was the 21.
21. Yeah. Or like, my name's Joe.
See, I can't. Sorry, I'm reading my list of things that I wrote down for this topic. I can't remember. No, because this happened after last podcast. Sorry, I talk about things so much that I can't remember if it happened before or after or when. But I started hanging out with my friend Haley, She was in my math class last semester and is in one of my anthropology classes this semester. And, you know, she was kind of like that friend who, just because of school, you're friends. You don't really hang out anywhere else afterward. I mean, we did, but it was just like, it just, you know, that's just the way it happened. Yeah. That's just the kind of friends we were. But I started hanging out with her and I was realizing like, oh, yeah, you're actually a cool person and you're, like, one of the people that I should surround myself with more.
Right.
As I was, like, telling her my issues and stuff and my stress lately, and she's just, like, she was a great listener, but she looked me dead in the eyes and she's like, dude, yeah, you're totally right to feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this helps or not, but if you ever want to just, like, hang out and talk and do whatever, I'm here for you. And it was like, damn, I don't hear that often.
Right.
From different people.
Right.
But it just reminded myself and it made my brain click of like, I need to surround myself with people like her and you and, you know, the right people.
Yeah.
And absolutely. It's really difficult because, I mean, you can't really walk up to somebody and be like, hey, my name's this. What are your intentions? Are you a good person and a good friend?
Right.
And can you be that person for me? I don't know.
Right.
I don't really know how to. I think it's really just trial and error.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm just thinking about, I'm thinking about my stress now.
Speaking of that, another thing I've been thinking about.
What?
And actively putting, I guess, effort towards my future.
Yeah.
Moving out down the line.
Yeah.
I bought a blender for my dad. You know that.
Yes.
It's also doubles as a coffee grinder. So I've been grinding my own beans.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a huge ass French press.
Right.
This thing is like having 20 people over.
Right.
But brewer. It's huge. I didn't think it was going to be that huge, but it's great. I also got like a hand frother.
Uh-huh.
And I bought more beans. And I was like putting out, I took a picture and I put it on my Instagram story. I was like, every day my coffee empire grows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at all this shit and I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to bring this with me. And then I just start thinking like, oh my gosh, today I was getting rid of a bunch of clothes because I'm like, I don't wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to like go through my clothes and figure out which ones I'm going to bring or not. Like, I wonder which ones I'm actually going to take, or is it just going to be completely new ones? And I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm going to need a rug. I'm going to need a couch and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So I'm just like, I'm kind of panic buying some things.
Mm-hmm.
So far I have an espresso machine, a blender, you know, a mattress, and you know, the necessities that I have.
Uh-huh.
But just more recently between my dad and I, it's just been like, should we buy this? Like, what are the reasons we could buy this? Oh, maybe I could take it when I leave. And just the sentence, I'll take it when I leave, has become more used.
Yeah, right.
Over the course of the past few days. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm thinking about it a lot. It's not stressful, it's just like, you know, it's like when I graduate high school, and
yeah, right.
And then it finally came and you're like, oh fuck.
Well, for me, I have no wiggle room to even think about what I'm gonna do, because I have to get a PhD.
Mm-hmm. How long is that gonna take?
Like 4 years. For another 4 years.
Which are you gonna go to SUNY and New York?
I don't know.
Just taking it as it goes?
I don't know, man. I'm just... Because I, in order for me to get a good job in zoology or whatever, I have to get my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, more education and other stressful things. But that's what I have to do in order to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I feel like I know we don't really talk about it extensively with our plan after school.
Yeah.
And I've told you, like, opportunities that I've been
told
about and stuff. I don't know. I just get worried because I'm like, what if this – it's not so much worry of, like, what if it doesn't happen. It's just, like, I don't know how it's going to happen, and it kind of makes me nervous because I don't – I feel like I should have it more planned out.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I don't know, because there's so many different ways that we could go about it, I think. We've talked about it, like, oh, I think our first option was just, like, get an apartment, and then you, like, work at the zoo or something, and then I work at a coffee shop something.
Yeah, but I do want to go to – I do want to go to New York City, but I don't know what kind of schools they have there that has, like
– Didn't you say that –
environmental or animal sciences, you know what I mean? Which is making me worried.
That's true, because you – see –
Because I do want
to
work –
before you said that you wanted to go to
– NYU or something like that.
NYU or FIT.
Is yeah,
FIT,
Fashion FIT Institute? Is Fashion Institute. Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what my future is gonna be. To be honest, I don't know. All this shit is changing. It's so stressful.
I know. I think my only thing that I want to be solid about is just like, we're leaving here together.
Yeah, I'm not staying here. I want to go to New York City. Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be like, butt fuck in the city. It can be outside it just a little bit.
Staten
you know?
Island, even.
Nothing just somewhere, somewhere that's not here. I just want.
Yeah, I don't
want
to be here.
I want to have that. Move with you
and
live with some people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just have to find out where I'm going to graduate school. Fucking Toronto.
Canada?
Yeah.
I gotta get my passport renewed. Yeah. Dude, living in Canada?
That'd be so fun. It's easier over there.
It seems so
and
nice.
Every city is like the city, you know what I mean? It's just like a city.
I guess so.
Like, I go to like Boston, I'm like, I love Boston. I go to Montreal, I'm like, yeah, I love Montreal. I go to New York City, I'm like, yeah, New York City. So it's like all the same reactions. Like, yeah, it's just a city.
That was the biggest city I've ever been.
I love that city so much.
I mean, Syracuse.
I'm gonna go back to it. I'm gonna live there.
Where? New York City. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
It's just a matter of
getting graduating with a PhD.
And, yeah. I don't know. What time are we on?
We're at 30 minutes.
30 minutes, do you want to call it?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I want to get the shit done. I need you to listen to my project that I'm making. I have an audio project. It's only audio. So it's an audio project that's telling a story, and I need you to tell me what you feel and what you think the story is. And I need to write about it. Oh, I need five people to do that for me. You're going to be one of them. So you'll be getting that from me later today after I do it. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
It's been a little crazy, but we got through it.
We did.
And if you're going through growing pains, just know that it's temporary.
You're just growing.
And that's life.
It is what it is.
So thank you very much. Follow us on Instagram and have a fabulous rest of your day. All
right. See you.
Bye.